that a little bit. Don, we're talking to Don Brown. It's February 26, 1990. We're at Don's house at 4521 Watling Street.
That's right, yeah.
And we're going to ask Don about his involvement in the community here since 1947, you said.
47, right.
Well, as I know on the phone, I said to you that the sort of what we're looking at is people like yourself who've been, you know, a long time involved yeah. with in the community and involved mm-hmm. in the community affairs mm-hmm. in the development of the community life of Burnaby. Mm-hmm. Really, that's the kind of thing we're looking for in this project, to how the various you know, political kind of enclaves developed, or in the case I mentioned to you before, the sort of North Burnaby, South Burnaby mm-hmm. split, and other things too, in the non-political yeah. community groups, mm-hmm. this kind of thing. And so maybe I'll just let yeah. you talk and in a way, well, and you could explain yeah. perhaps how you first came to Burnaby.
Well, Rod, I came into Burnaby in 1947, and I left the Army up in Chilliwack, and prior to that I was in Winnipeg, going to university back there. And I joined the BC Provincial Police right here in Burnaby in 1947. And at that time, Rod, believe it or not, there were 14 policemen policing Burnaby. Mm-hmm. There was such a division between North and South Burnaby that North Burnaby had a four-man detachment in a storefront on Hastings Street. And they were part and parcel of the 14 members. And like we had one man on the shift, that was it. Mm-hmm. Like I drove a police car around here, I covered when I went on to the traffic department, I covered all of Burnaby by traffic. And the lack of communication between North Burnaby and South Burnaby, the geographical barrier in between the valley, the lack of public transportation. To get to North Burnaby by public transportation, I had to go into Vancouver and come back up Hastings Street, up to the Kootenay area, and then into Hastings Street. You're looking at sometimes a three and a half, four hour journey to get to North Burnaby by public transportation. Right. And I always look at, but you know, North Burnaby, of course, is a continuation of Vancouver along into Hastings. Strictly divorced from East Burnaby. East Burnaby was a continuation of Vancouver, where you got 10th Avenue, 11th Avenue, 12th Avenue, 14th Avenue, up
Vancouver
to Edmonds.
Or New West? Hmm? Vancouver or New Westminster?
Westminster. Right. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Whereas the areas around Deer Lake, they were more or less like Mr. Hart. The chap that had the Hart House built for him down there in Deer Lake, which is now a restaurant, he built that around 1906, 1908 in that area. He worked in New Westminster. That was his home. And this is sort of like a summer, not exactly a summer cottage, but a family home. He would go to Westminster on a Monday and not come back till Friday. Because the distance from Deer Lake to Westminster, coming up that long hill on 6th Street, you know, or 8th Street, it was too much for him to come back on a nightly basis with his horse and buggy. Yeah. So that part of Deer Lake became the outskirts of the continuation of Westminster, which was called Burnaby at that time. And then, of course, South Burnaby is newer than both East or North. Like the houses around here on Frederick and Dow and Jubilee, that was another area. And that built up from the interurban, the Central Park interurban that came out here. And I'm talking of south of the tracks coming down the hill here. When I came here in 1947, right across the street from me was an apple orchard. Now it's a school grounds. Down below Rumble was forest and the odd little apple grove down there. That's all. Nothing. No house at all. In fact, I bought my first little house in 1947 on Portland Street. I asked my wife, "Where are you taking me?" My gosh, we went down a little bit of a gravel road, and there was the trees formed a natural archway going down Sussex Avenue. Mm-hmm. And I thought I'm way out in the middle of the country somewhere, and they put a little tiny house up on top of the hill, and that's the house I bought. And that was only in 1947. Nothing occurred. I would say, hey, what buildings went on here? I guess the Kelly Douglas plant was built, the Ford plant was built prior to the war. That would be the major building built in Burnaby back prior to 1950. 1950, of course, on the other side of Kingsway, right up here in the 4,000 to the 3,700 block to about the 4,500 block, on the other side of Kingsway, there's a couple of little lumber yards there. a few grocery stores. That was a monstrous berry farm down there, Chinese farm. What do they call it now? They call it the village something. I forget now what they actually call that farm, but it's just a tremendous farm, went right on down the hill. That was a berry and vegetable type of farms, plus forest. That's all there was there.